You're going to have a story time because I am Farmer Darrell, the storyteller. And all of your children were so, so good in story time this year. It was amazing. I would like to have all the children that were here come down front because it's story time. And let's see. I need 3 sheep. Who wants to be sheep? Sheep, sheep, sheep. Okay, you guys are up here, sheep. All right. We can do 4 sheep if you want. No, come on. You need to be a sheep. I need adult helpers to come up and be the sheep pen. So come on, adult helpers. You want to be a sheep, Savannah? Okay, you can be a sheep. We'll get you guys some parts here, but I need adult helpers to be the sheep pen. We need to make a sheep pen all the way around. Come on, adult helpers. If you're in purple, I need you. If you're in purple or teal, I need you. Come on, Miles. Justin, Gary, come on. We need some people up here for sheep pen. All right, so all of you adults need to gather around and make a sheep pen around the sheep here. We're going to leave 1 space because I need a gatekeeper. Who's my gatekeeper? You want to be the gatekeeper? Okay. Let's see here. You're the gatekeeper. So you get the big key. You're the gatekeeper. You stand right here, right on that. Okay? And face them out there. And then we need 1 more adult. You guys can squeeze around here. You good? Okay. So there's a sheep pen. All right. All of you other kids, I need you to split up a little bit so people can see what's going on here. I need a farmhand. You're going to be the farmhand? I love farmhands. Let's see. I need a stranger. Young man, you are my stranger. Put that on. We need a wolf. Want to be the wolf? There you go. You're the wolf. Very nice. All right, if you get a part, I need you to come up here behind me. Okay, well, we are ready. You guys can sit down here. You can sit with your mom if you want. You can sit down there. All right, and I need a robber. You going to be my robber? Give me my robber. Can you put that on? Okay. Now, this story, if you're wanting to look at it in Scripture, you can turn in your pew Bibles to page 1666 and follow along. It's chapter 10 of John, verses 1 through 18. Once Jesus was out teaching, and he was sitting with a whole bunch of Pharisees. Now, when I say Pharisees, all of you people have to say, boo, hiss. Okay? Jesus was out with the Pharisees, and he was teaching the people. And when he was teaching the people, he told them this parable. He told them about himself. He said, I tell you the truth. The man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief or robber. Where's my robber? Okay, robber, you need to try to get inside the sheep pen. Go ahead, try to get in there. No, denied. One more, try again, someplace else. Try again. No, denied. Where's my good shepherd? I need a good shepherd. You're my good shepherd. Chase him off. Okay, so now you can go sit down. You can sit down there. All right. That's a good shepherd. He chased away the robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The watchman would open the gate for the shepherd. So say, open the gate. I need a microphone. Where's a microphone? Here, right in here, talking to there. Say, open the gate. Here, say, open the gate.
Open the gate.
Okay, and you open the gate, and the shepherd can go in. Go talk to your sheep a little bit. The shepherd goes into the gate, and he calls his own sheep by name, and then he leads them out. And when he's brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and the sheep follow him. Okay, you call the sheep. Say, come on, sheep. Say it loud.
Come on, sheep.
Now say, bah.
Bah.
Okay, you follow the shepherd. Now I want you to walk back here, and I want you to just kind of make a circle. Careful of the cords. Don't trip. Now come back towards the gate. Take your sheep back inside the pen. And see, they're following the good shepherd because they know his voice. Now, if a stranger were to come, and to say, sheep, follow me.
Sheep, follow me.
The sheep say, oh no.
Oh no.
You're not my shepherd.
You're not my shepherd.
I'm not gonna go.
I'm not gonna go.
Oh no.
Oh no.
You're not my shepherd.
Oh no, you're not my shepherd.
I'm not gonna go.
I'm not gonna go.
And the stranger says, well darn.
Well darn.
And he walks away. You see, the sheep know their shepherd's voice. And they'll follow the shepherd's voice. Now, if we have, I'm not following exactly. If you've been following along, I'm going to try to find this place. Now, we have farmhands. I'm just going to improvise. You guys follow along. We have a farmhand. Now, the farmhand, sheep, go back in your pen. See, they don't listen to me. Where's the good shepherd? Tell them, go back.
Go back in your pen.
Okay, now go back in the pen. All right, now as the gatekeeper, your job is not to let anybody into the pen, right? Except for who?
Farmer.
No?
Farmer.
The good shepherd.
Wait, I forgot.
Yeah, so don't let anybody in but the good shepherd. Okay, so farmer, go inside the gate. You just let him in. You're not supposed to let him in. Right? Now, good shepherd, tell the gatekeeper that the farmhand is here to help. Mm-hmm. Say, the farmhand is here to help.
The farmhand is here to help.
Okay, so now you can let him in. Very good. All right. Now, the farmhand is tending the sheep. He's tending to the sheep. And along comes a wolf. A wolf. Now, the farmhand is scared. The farmhand is scared of the wolf, so the farmhand runs away. Run away. But the good shepherd sees the wolf and chases the wolf off. Wolf, wolf, you're getting chased off now. Run, run, run. The good shepherd is very good at chasing things off. The good shepherd protects us. Now, the sheep are in the pen. The good shepherd is tending to his flock because we learned something, and this is where I need all of your help. We learned something on day one. When I said gather round, you guys said, I'm going to say, start the first few lines. I want you guys to be so loud that the people in the back have to cover their ears, okay? You ready? Gather round. Jesus cares. Jesus cares now and forever. One more time. Together. I'm gonna say, gather around, Jesus cares, and you guys are gonna say, Jesus cares, now and forever. Ready? Gather around, Jesus cares! Jesus cares, now and forever! Now we learned that that's a truth, right? Give me your big T's. Give me a T. That's a truth, right? Jesus cares. Now we had one of those for every day of the week. Are you guys ready to do every day of the week?
Yeah.
Are you? I'm going to come down here. You guys stand up. Everybody stand up. And we'll get back to the story in just a minute. But I want these guys to show you what they learned a little bit. Because these are all truths that we learned during the week about Jesus. So day one, gather around. Jesus cares. Yeah. Jesus cares now and forever. Gather around. Jesus provides.
Jesus provides
now and forever. Gather round. Jesus leads. Jesus leads now and forever. Gather round. Jesus forgives. Gather round. Jesus forgives now and forever. And yet, last day on Friday, we learned what? That Jesus is our Savior, right? Gather round. Jesus is our Savior.
Jesus is our Savior.
Now and forever. Yay. Very well done. So You guys can't applaud. It's okay. They're good. Yeah. All right. So now, back to the story. Back to the story. Everybody sit down. That's not one of my main characters. If you're a character, I need you to stand right up here. Because we're going to tell these folks out here how this story relates to the kingdom today. This story relates to today's kingdom because in today's kingdom we have sheep. Who are the sheep? We are. We are all the sheep. Who's the good shepherd? Jesus. Jesus is our good shepherd and he's going to protect us from all kinds of stuff. Now, we have farmhands in the kingdom. Now, farmhands are people that are like fair weather friends, fair weather Christians. They stay as long as there's no danger or no turmoil. It's not hard. It's not hard to be a Christian, so I'm going to be a Christian. As soon as it becomes hard, they go, this is hard. I don't know if I want to be a Christian. So they run off. Now you can sit down. We have wolves in the kingdom. In the kingdom, the wolf is Satan. Satan tries to devour you. He tries to devour you with deception and lies and stuff that just is wrong and not good. Satan is the wolf. You can sit down. We have a gatekeeper. Gatekeeper is sort of like the church. The gatekeeper is sort of like the people that work in the church, the people that go to church, the elders, the deacons, the saints that attend church. These are the people, the gatekeepers are going to invite other Christians in. Because to the good shepherd, everyone is welcome. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you come from. Doesn't matter what you look like, what you sound like. Doesn't matter how much money you make. Doesn't matter what city you live in. It doesn't matter. You are welcome in the kingdom. And the good shepherd will tell the gatekeeper to let his flock in. Now, we have a stranger. We have a stranger. Stranger, come here. Stranger danger. Yeah, we heard it down here. Strangers to the kingdom are people that might tell you things that are untrue. They may be people that are trying to tell you lies about, you know, that whole God thing, you're just nuts and crazy. That whole God thing, it doesn't exist. It's just a myth. That whole God thing, you guys are nuts. Have you heard people say that about Christians? That's the stranger. And the good shepherd will take the stranger and just knock that down. Because if you are faithful to the good shepherd, nothing the stranger says is going to matter. Stranger, sit down. Where's my robber? Where's my robber? Come here. Come here. These guys are actually some of the most dangerous people in the kingdom. These robbers. I know, he looks really dangerous. But sometimes the robbers are the people that are the cutest and the nicest and the friendliest people you know, but they want to steal your joy. They want to take your joy from you. They want to tell you that you're not good enough. They want to tell you that you're too fat or too skinny or too slow or too short or too tall or, you know, you just don't look right. They're not going to tell you the truth. And sometimes they just want to steal your joy. But you know what? Every one of you children, I don't care who you are. Every one of you out there, I don't care who you are. You are a child of God. And there is nothing that anybody can do to take that away from you. They can call you fat, which I've heard a lot lately. They can call you short or tall or dumb or whatever. But you know what? As long as you know that your identity is with the good shepherd and that he's going to protect you, none of those bad words or those harsh words matter. They can't steal your joy because your joy is deep-seated. Say that with me. Your joy is deep-seated. Loud. My joy is deep-seated. You guys, my joy is deep-seated because it's in Christ. It's in God. It doesn't come from being happy. It doesn't come from just having a good time, because our joy is deep-seated. It's down deep because it comes from God and the Good Shepherd. Okay, you guys, I have been so blessed to have you guys in story time this week. And thank you for your help. You're the best robber ever. Yeah, you didn't get in the pen, though, but that's okay, because the Good Shepherd's really good. Thank you, guys. Go back and sit with your parents now. Thank you for the props.